It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, April 10th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American sociologist and workers' rights advocate Frances Perkins, born in 1880 in Boston. She served as the U.S. Secretary of Labor from 1933 to 1945, the longest tenure of anyone in that position, and she was the first woman ever appointed to a U.S. cabinet. As a loyal supporter of her friend Franklin D. Roosevelt, she helped pull the labor movement into the New Deal coalition. She and Interior Secretary Harold Ickes were the only original members of the Roosevelt cabinet to remain in office for his entire presidency. During her term as Secretary of Labor, Perkins executed many aspects of the New Deal, including the Civilian Conservation Corps, the Public Works Administration, and its successor, the Federal Works Agency, and the labor portion of the National Industrial Recovery Act. With the Social Security Act, she established unemployment benefits, pensions for the many uncovered elderly Americans, and welfare for the poorest citizens. She pushed to reduce workplace accidents and helped make laws against child labor. Through the Fair Labor Standards Act, she established the first minimum wage and overtime laws for American workers and defined the standard 40-hour work week. She formed government policy for working with labor unions and helped to alleviate strikes by way of the United States Conciliation Service. Frances Perkins dealt with many labor questions during World War II, when skilled labor was vital and women were moving into formerly male jobs. Frances Perkins attended the Classical High School in Worcester, Massachusetts, and graduated from Mount Holyoke College with a degree in chemistry and physics in 1902. While attending Mount Holyoke, she discovered progressive politics and the suffrage movement. After college, she held a variety of teaching positions and volunteered at settlement houses, including Hull House in Chicago, where she worked with Jane Addams. In 1907, she moved to Philadelphia and enrolled at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School to learn about economics and business. In 1911, she witnessed the tragic Triangle Shirtwaist factory fire in New York, a pivotal event in her life. This factory employed hundreds of workers, mostly young women, but lacked fire escapes. When the building caught fire, many workers tried unsuccessfully to escape through the windows. Just a year before, these same women and girls had fought for and won a 54-hour work week and other benefits that Perkins had championed. 146 workers died in the disaster. Because of this fire, Frances Perkins would leave her office at the New York Consumers League and, on the recommendation of Theodore Roosevelt, become the executive secretary for the Committee on Safety for the City of New York. In 1913, she was instrumental in getting New York to pass a 54-hour bill, capping the number of hours women could work. She pressed for support for the bill, encouraging proponents, including young legislator Franklin Roosevelt, to filibuster while she called state senators to make sure they would be present for the crucial vote. That brought her to FDR's attention and led to her appointment as his Secretary of Labor in 1933. Following her government service career, Frances Perkins remained active as a teacher and lecturer at the New York State School of Industrial and Labor Relations at Cornell University. She continued there until her death in 1965 at age 85. To know more about this remarkable woman, I suggest Kirsten Downey's The Woman Behind the New Deal, The Life of Frances Perkins, FDR's Secretary of Labor, and His Moral Conscience. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 10th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.